Jeffrey, 50 doggone years. 50 years. We look so forward to seeing you next week, next Saturday.
Can't be that long.
It's that long. Five decades. Let's go back. Let's go way back to those early days when the garage opened and you, a young teenager, hanging around there with some pals. What was it like?
Well, during the summer of 69, really the spring to summer, just as the school year ended, we were hanging out at my house one day, and one of my friends rushed up to my third floor excited and said, "There's going to be a rock concert hall down the street at the garage." And we're like, "The garage? That's where they fix dump trucks. Nobody's been in there or even knows what the inside looks like." And that was the beginning. There was no liquor license. So Jim Tarbell worked out a deal with us that we were delighted after we helped build it, that when it opened in the fall, we could help run it and be there for the shows. So that gave me an opportunity to meet and see up close guitarists like Joe Walsh and B.B. King and Carlos Santana and, most importantly, Duane Allman every weekend.
Were you a young budding guitarist at the time?
Yeah, I had started playing at age 8, so it was kind of the perfect time for me that I was far enough along on the instrument that I could, you know, make some use, hopefully, of what I was hearing and learning every weekend.
Tell us about the time spent with Duane Allman.
We talked a couple times, not at any great length, because once I heard him play, well, the first time I heard them play, the first weekend they played, they came in Thursday and rehearsed, and I showed up to set the light show up Thursday night. I was the only person in the place. I walked in, and they started playing Trouble No More, and I was just stunned. I dropped my toolbox, walked up front to the stage, sat right in front of Duane, and from that point on, he was a guitar god to me. So the conversations were all relatively short because I was dumbfounded in his presence.
And how many visits were there between the two of you?
Three or four, as I recall, because they were there a bunch of times. I heard there was a jam on Facebook after that first weekend, and I guess we all had to go home. The kids had to go home early because I have no recollection of that. Maybe somebody else does.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that as well on Facebook. Neither do I have any recollection of it. So you're coming back to town.
Yeah,
you're going to be on this big bill next week, and what are you going to be bringing with you as far as instrument goes?
I'm going to split it. What I do these days is between doing 12-string slide work, and I'm also going to do some solo by myself 6-string electric work.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-string is a combination of just playing songs live, and then I have a pedal that allows me to repeat and then, you know, jam with myself on top of the repeats. And I'll also have in that pedal one or two guitar tracks that I've already recorded 12-string slide that I can accompany. And then I'll switch to 6-string, and I have a couple things that I'll do just solo 6-string all by myself.
Oh, sounds good. Listen, after we get done talking here, we're going to hook up with Sandy Nasson. I would imagine you remember Sandy from back in the day as well, another real, real fine guitarist. Your recollection, your recollections of Sandy?
Several. First of all, him helping open the place with when we had the very first show to open it, he opened for that show. He's always been an incredibly unique player, and my best memories of him are that a few years after that, he opened and ran The Family Owl as a little basement club. And Sandy was one of those formative people that met me very early and just kind of grabbed me by the lapels and stared me straight in the eye and said, "You're doing an incredible thing. Keep it up." He had a hugely formative, he had just a way of burning through your soul and saying, "That thing you're doing, don't stop." Like, aye, aye, sir.
That's great. I do remember The Family Owl. Great times there.
Yeah, but he opened that for the Youngbloods, I think it was, that first show. We did a couple shows outside of the garage because the garage wasn't ready yet, but the actual opening. No, it was Grand Funk, my best. But anyway, he opened for it.
Oh, at the garage you're talking about.
Yeah, Sandy did.
Yeah. Well, we certainly look forward to seeing you next week. It's been, well, I don't know, the last time I saw you, was it the 40th?
Probably so.
God.
Well, and then I played at the new Ludlow Garage 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Introduced for that. You emceed that.
Certainly. That was the last time. That was a good time. Thank you so much. It's going to be really good catching up with you live and in person.
My pleasure. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
That's Jeffrey Seaman. Thanks, Jeffrey. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.